WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and listen to TheRef.com presents the Castle Football Show featuring comments from head coach Doug Hurt. This show is brought to you by Jimmy John's, Cruise and Wash, Mankey's Automotive, by Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, TF Ice Cream, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now here is your host, Dan Agurski.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Castle Football Show. It is week one of the high school football season, and each and every week for the next 10 weeks here on Thursdays, we will talk to the head football coach for the Castle Knights, Doug Hurt, and from time to time a member of the football team. The Castle Show this season is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, by Evansville State Emporium, Jimmy John's, by Cruise and Wash, Mankey's Automotive, and by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. When we come back, we'll talk to Coach Hurt about the last couple of the weeks, getting ready for the scrimmage against Memorial, and then, of course, the season opener at Bundridge Stadium against the North Huskies coming up on Friday. That's all still to come on the Castle Football Show here on this Thursday on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art, crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Cruise and Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners, they got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruise and Wash, they're in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's, fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Back here on the Castle Football Show, head coach Doug Hurt joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great, Dan. How are you?
Doing fine. All right. Well, the season opener coming up tomorrow night, but before we talk about that, let's just talk a little bit about, I know we did the football preview show with you about a month ago, and since that time, we had the official start of practice, I think, on July 29th or whatever day that was, and then, of course, school starting, getting set for the scrimmage. So, you know, how did those last couple of days go, and then with the start of school and kind of getting into a structured routine, maybe the first couple of weeks of August for your football team?
Well, Dan, you know, I think we've talked, you know, year in and year out. We've been doing this a long time now, and the summer is a grind. It's a grind for us. And so, you know, you go hard in June. You know, we had three or four scrimmages in June. We had the senior camping trip. You come into July, the way the calendar fell this year, we had 3 weeks in July. Because you have the state moratorium at the beginning of July, and then we always give them the week off before the official start of camp. I think that's important. You know, we grind them pretty good in the summer and have pretty high expectations for them being here and being all in. And so, you know, I think it's really important that you come in, you know, the first day of football and that you're excited to be here. And so try to build that break in, for the guys and get away from football a little bit and come back. And, you know, the weird thing for us this year was school started on the opening day of quote-unquote camp. And so there really was no training camp. You know, big difference from my first year or two when, you know, we had 2.5 weeks and, you know, my old players that, you know, were hanging out love to tell, you know, tall tales about the misery of those, you know, back when you could do, you know, 2.5 hour sessions, full pads, you know, every day, and, you know, we would get after pretty good. You can't do that anymore, and I quite honestly, I think it's probably better in terms of productivity. But you get into a school routine almost right away. Our teacher day was on Monday, and we had our first practice, and the kids came on Wednesday, and the following week is scrimmage week with Memorial, and I thought that was, you know, productive. And, you know, now you're in a game week, and off we go.
All right, so, you know, those last couple of weeks, I guess, I mean, just to look, you know, your football team, you kind of get a sense of where you are during the course of the summertime. And, you know, way back in the day, you know, when you and I played, you know, you really didn't have a whole lot of that other than weight training during the summer. But now you can do so much more, so you're kind of ahead of the game. So when school started that first week and you kind of got practice, you get into that routine, you just catch kind of a continuation of what you guys accomplished over the summer.
Yeah, I think that's pretty spot on. I think, you know, we knew going in, and so starting back, you know, in February when we started, you know, meeting and prepping, you kind of realized that the summer was going to be, it's always very important, but even more important this year with no camp. And so, you know, our install started, you know, on like May 30th. So, you know, to your point, we've been at it quite a while and have just continued to build. And you know, we both on both sides of the ball wanted to feel like that we could play a game, you know, had our situational stuff, our red zone defense, red zone offense, goal line, you know, a little short on kicking game, but we wanted to feel for the most part on the offensive and defensive sides of the ball anyway that we were game ready. And, you know, of course, no coach ever feels like you're 100% game ready, but we felt like we could have put together a game plan and been, you know, able to survive situationally speaking, you know, at the end of July. And so then you continue to build on it and polish. And, you know, I think the big art of coaching is trying to find out what your kids are good at of your menu. You know, what can they do well, and then go do that. I think the worst thing you can do is, you know, this is my system, this is what we're going to do. And I think philosophically it's perfectly fine to think, you know, these are things we want to be about, you know, and I'm certainly a big believer in that. But from a standpoint of, hey, we're going to force a square peg into a round hole because this is what I'm known for and this is what we do here, you know, I think is a big mistake. And you try to accentuate the positives and find out, you know, what you can do and do well, and then go do that. So,
all right, Doug Hurt, we'll come back. We'll talk about the scrimmage with Memorial this past Friday when the Castle Show continues here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our 5 convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Bring your car or truck into Menke's Auto for a free certified inspection. No job is too large or small. Our full-service shop can handle everything from oil changes to engine replacements. Our technicians have over 90 years of experience, and Menke's offers free loaner cars as well. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have 4 self-service bays and 2 touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh made sandwiches on their fresh made bread using hand sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery. ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Back here on the Castle Football Show on this Thursday afternoon, Doug Hurd joining us. Well, Coach, not only last week did the fans get a first glance, but brand new environment out there at John Lotti Field inside Castle Stadium. New turf going in, so that obviously had to be exciting. Before we talk about the scrimmage, how did that look?
Dan, it's beyond incredible. I think our parents first started pushing for it after the Center Grove game in a swamp out here in 2008, and I had kind of gotten to the point where I never thought it was going to happen, you know, and tried to stay out of that mix. You know, that's not good policy for us to get involved, but, you know, by the same token, the school board and the school corporation providing a first-class not only football field, but really I think the way that you have to look at it is a multi-purpose facility, because you take a facility now, Dan, that was used maybe 50 hours, 40 hours in a year tops, to a facility that is going to be scheduled nonstop, you know, between the band, the football team, the baseball, softball, anybody that needs turf, you know, in the spring when it's wet or late, PE is going to be on it. I think it's just, you take that facility and now you turn it into a multi-use facility that everybody can enjoy, use your youth leagues, soccer. So many people can take advantage of it. And so, yeah, it's great for us. You don't have to line the practice field. You don't have to worry about tearing it up on a rain day or even whether you can practice. I think the ability to be on it is the greatest thing about it. I don't ever think Friday nights were of grave concern for us other than the mountain in the middle of the field. But, you know, it's the ability to use it day in and day out, and the durability and sure-footedness of it, it really is fantastic for us to have.
All right, we'll talk about the scrimmage last week with Memorial. I mean, at the end of it, you had a chance to watch the film. What of it did you like from a positive standpoint? And certainly there are probably a whole lot more weaknesses than there are positives at this stage of the season, but just kind of your overall analysis of your football team and their performance against Memorial.
Well, I think it was a mixed bag, and I think if you talk to every coach, they would probably say that. You found some good things, and you found some things that need work. But, you know, I thought our defense really flew around, you know, better than they had. I thought we took a big step backwards last year defensively, whereas the previous 4 or 5 years, you know, defense had been kind of our calling card here at Castle. And, you know, we took a step back, no doubt about it, and I think – with a veteran group that's coming back, I mean, you see the physicality, the speed, just the development, not only from a mental maturation process and experience, but, you know, just the physical maturity of the difference in an 18-year-old versus a 17-year-old or a 17-year-old versus a 16-year-old. You know, we're faster. We knew what we were doing by and large. I thought that was a big step forward. You know, offensively, I think it always takes offense a long time, a little bit longer to gel. I'm sure that John Hurley at Memorial would have said the same thing. You know, it's going to take the offense a little bit longer to come around. Had some problems up front, offensive line-wise, just some missed assignments and some poor technique. But, you know, we want to be playing our best football, and I think, you know, we always try and many times succeed to be playing our best football in November, not, you know, in your August scrimmage. And so it's a starting point for us, and you polish and work to correct and fix and grow as a group, you know, both offense, defense, special teams, and, you know, as our whole as the season progresses. But I think, by and large, pretty happy with where we started.
All right, we'll come back as the Castle Knights open up at Bundridge Stadium tomorrow night. They'll take on the North Huskies. We'll be back to talk about the Huskies and the Knights from Coach Doug Hurd when this Castle show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
There are several ways to recognize athletes for their performance, and when it comes time to reward them for their efforts, think no further than Award World Trophies, the Tri-State preferred award destination location. Award World Trophies carries a wide selection of plaques, trophies, medals, and ribbons. Award World Trophies can also personalize and engrave names, schools, and information on the award. Stop by their showroom today and talk to the experts at Award World Trophies, 700 North Wine Box, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our five convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's, fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loader cars. Menke's ASC certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at Menke'sAuto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Back here on the Castle Football Show, Week 1. The Knights will open up on the road tomorrow night, Bundridge Stadium. They'll take on the North Huskies. And, well, Coach, certainly I don't have to remind you the fact that the last time these two teams played, a basketball game broke out. 65-60 was the score of that one. And, North won the sectional. And I'm sure you guys have not forgotten about that, or anybody that was on that football team last year that's part of the 2024 team. So you take a look at Coach Paradine and his team getting ready for the season opener. You hate to say it, Week 1, but it's a pretty big ball game because it's two 5A schools getting together.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it, Dan. And it's hard to forget when, 60 points is by far the highest point total that we've ever given up in my career. So kind of a memorable game, to say the least, not in a good way. But they had a great football team last year. Coach Paradin does a great job. They were super talented, and several of those guys are back. We've had a long off season to think about it and look at ways that we can improve. And I think the first thing, you do in those situations, you look in the mirror, you look at yourself, and what do we need to do better? And I constantly remind the staff that, because they want to move on each week and get ready for the next opponent. Hey guys, the most important group, is the group in the room, and making sure that we're worrying about improving yourself. And if you do that, usually things work out. So we've had highly competitive games, between North and us over the last several years. We got a couple the year before. They got, two last year. And I'm sure it's going to be a dogfight. Bundren's not an easy place to play. So you got to put forth your best effort. And I think, Sun Tzu said it best, the war is won before the first battle is fought. And that is in regard to preparation and how our kids decide that they want to approach the week leading up to the game. because that will go a long way to determining the outcome.
All right, so you take a look at your team this year. You take a look at North. As you said, both teams have several key players back from a year ago. So other than the week one, and whether it's week one or week 15, coaches will say, okay, we've got to cut down on mental mistakes. And, you know, you could probably expect a few more of those in week one. Lights come on for the first time the season. There's all kind of excitement all over the place. So you kind of have to control those emotions. You don't want to make silly mistakes that could be the difference in a win or a loss. But what are maybe some other factors in this Castle North game, Coach, that you guys need to accomplish in order to get out of there with a victory on Friday?
Well, I think, Dan, probably the single most important factor will be turnover margin. There have been turnovers turnovers have abounded in the last two meetings with those guys. And they've given us plenty of opportunities, and we turn around and give them right back. You know, our week one game last year was about as sloppy a football game as I can remember. And for football purists, it was not something that you took a lot of pride or joy in watching. The sectional game was a little better, but still very sloppy at times. I think they had three straight possessions with turnovers and still scored 60 points. So that tells you something. I think it's going to be the team that makes the fewest mistakes. And I think, you know, big plays in the kicking game and field position will go a long way to determining the outcome, particularly in the early going here is, you know, who can win the battle of field position in the kicking game.
Coach, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Looking forward to talking with you each and every week, but all the best in your season opener tomorrow night against North.
I appreciate it, Dan. Thank you so much. And thanks for all that you do. Look forward to a long and fun season talking ball with you.
All right, that's Doug Hirth. This has been the Castle Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the Castle Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Jimmy John's, Cruise and Wash, Mankey's Automotive, by Award War Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, TF Ice Cream, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Castle Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.